We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back in the envelope. Today we're playing for a gift card for a 50-minute massage or facial at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Jump ahead of the holiday crowds with Hand and Stone's Buy One, Get One event. I actually saw a commercial on TV for this. Visit your local Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa to purchase holiday gift cards right now. They're doing Buy One, Get One cards. So get it in there right now. So, Ike, we have put a New York Giant in the envelope. And it always bothers me when people say, the New York Football Giants. As I'm really thinking, oh, you meant the New York Baseball Giants that left New York in 1957.
That bothers me, and Joe Judge having to say New York Giants after every, like, he can't just say our football team.
Yeah, I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Yeah, he's almost speaking about them in this sort of, like they're the Patriots or the Yankees or something.
As head coach of the New York Giants.
Yes. Yeah, like the Yankees, you're right. Yeah. It's like, and as the head coach of the New York Giants. Oh, okay.
It's royalty. You're NFL good. Royalty.
Yes. Hey, they're a Regal franchise. It just happens to be the worst franchise in the last 5 years. So you'll dial 215-592-9494. You're going to ask a yes or no question. There's a New York Giant in the envelope. We'll answer your question. You get a guess at who the Giant is. If you get it right first on the air, you win the gift card. It's that simple. We'll start, Ike, with Dakota in Maryland. Okay. What if this is Dak calling from these? Dakota, what's your question?
This is not Dak, sorry. But is he offense or defense?
It's a yes or no question.
Sorry, the offense.
He is offense.
Mario Manningham.
Mario Manningham is a great guess, but incorrect. Sean Cherry Hill. Sean, what's your question?
Is he post-2000?
He is not post-2000.
Oh, man. I'm young. I don't know about Giants this one. I might be stumped here.
Seems that way. Keith in Springfield, but we've narrowed it down here. Keith, what's your question?
Is he a quarterback?
He is not a quarterback.
Oh, man.
3 seconds.
Tiki Barber?
Tiki Barber is a great guess. Incorrect. Scott in Landenberg. Scott, what's your question?
Is he a wide receiver?
He is not a wide receiver.
Oh, wow. You stumped me. Frank Gifford.
Is it Frank Gifford?
Wow.
Incorrect. That's actually a good guess. Sam in Philly. Sam, what's your question?
Is he a running back?
He is a running back.
Is it Ron Dane?
Ron Great Dane! No!
Oh, that was
great
close.
Guess. Great guess. Close. Lou in Winona. Lou, what's your question?
I want to just go with David Meggett. I don't have a question.
Is it that little Meggett? No!
Hold on. Why are you yelling?
I don't know. 215-592-9494. Because I'm trying to
get me excited.
I'm trying to make people think that it's the correct answer when it's not.
I got excited. I'm like, oh, it's not David Meggett.
2-1. Who, by the way, I hated as a Giant.
He's
a good player. Yeah,
third down scat. Back.
He was a really good player.
Look
he
at
was.
That little Meggett run.
Yeah, it was the
Berman.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it was. That's when Berman was at his best, when the Dave Meggett 1990s. 215-592-9494. A Giant is in the envelope. It has been narrowed down. If you get in now, you may win it. Tony in Montgomeryville. Tony, what's your question?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yo.
What's up, Tony? I don't know if this is going to help me or not, but did he win a Super Bowl?
He did win a Super Bowl.
He did. Okay. Is it O.J. Anderson?
Oh, it's a great guess, Tony. It's incorrect.
O.J.
Who was he was the MVP, I believe, of one of their Super Bowls.
I think he was the MVP of that 90 Super Bowl.
Get rid of that guy.
Jeff
not,
and Springfield.
Not that O.J.
Jeff and Springfield. No, yes. So Otis Anderson.
Yeah, Otis Anderson, yes.
Jeff in Springfield. Jeff, what's your question?
Did he win two Super Bowls?
He did not win two Super Bowls.
Ahmad Bradshaw?
Ahmad Bradshaw. Incorrect.
He was a little pain in the butt, too.
Good player.
Yeah, Ahmad Bradshaw. Yeah.
Enzo in Westchester. Enzo, what's your question?
He won. Did he play between 1970 and 1980?
He did not play between 1970 and 1980.
He did not. Okay, so I'll go with, I don't know, Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs, good guess.
Good guess.
Hey, I know this. There's a lot of Giants that we know out there, that's for sure.
Yep.
215-592-9494. I feel like we've narrowed it down. Marissa in Haddonfield. Marissa, your question?
Hi.
Hey.
Did he play in the 1990s?
He did play in the 1990s.
Okay. Is it Tiki Barber? I don't know.
Is it Tiki Barber? No!
Tiki did play in the 90s.
Chris in Haddonfield. Chris, what's your question?
Was he a defensive back?
He was not a defensive back, Chris.
Okay. I was going with Jason Sehorn, but okay.
All right, well, it's pretty well established, yeah, what we're talking about here. Dave on a cell. Dave, what's your question?
Is it Joe Morris?
Huh?
Joe Morris.
Joe Morris. No, it is not. Good guess. G on a cell. G.
Yes. Is he a special teams player?
He was not predominantly a special teams player, no. He was not a special teams player.
Okay. Let's go with Jeff Hostetler.
Is it Jeff Hostetler, the running back?
Running back from the...
If you've been listening to the questions, you would have known that he is a running back that played during the 90s.
Yes.
Michael in New Jersey, not a defensive back, not Jeff Hostetler. Michael in New Jersey. Michael, what's your question?
Does he have a big dick like Kid Chris?
He probably does not. DJ in Lansdowne. DJ, what's your question?
Otis Anderson?
Is it OJ Anderson? It is not. Joe in Trenton. Joe, what's your question?
We know he's a running back.
Most of us do.
Is it Rodney Hampton?
Is it Rodney Hampton, Jack?
Oh!
It's Rodney Hampton! Congratulations, Joe!
Woo!
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Good to hear from you.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Man, we must have went through every damn Giants running back.
It was a tough one. It was.
Man.
Good guess, Joe. Hang on a second. Rodney Hampton was a first-round draft pick in 1990.
I tell you, Rodney Hampton better than I thought he was.
Man, he's good.
Yeah, I had to look up his. I'm looking at his numbers.
Almost 7,000 rushing yards.
Yeah, I mean, two Pro Bowls. And listen, if you made the Pro Bowl in the 90s as a running back, you had to have damn good year.
Yeah, because that was the premium position of the 90s.
Yeah, well, you got Eminem Berry.
Yep.
How the hell does Rodney Hampton make the Pro Bowl?
Man, he was.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he had 14 touchdowns one of those years.
Yeah, Ram. So, I hadn't looked at his numbers till right now. He rushed for 1,000 yards, 5 straight.
Five straight, yeah.
And then I think he got injured, and it was pretty much over from there. Yep. But yeah, he was a good running back.
Yeah, remember Rodney Hampton? Yep.
Double digit touchdowns 3 times. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Congratulations to Joe in Trenton. Ike, we have some picks that we have to make here.
Yeah, that's right, brother. And I start us off.
Go for it. No, go for it.
All right, I'm ready to roll here, man. These teams I'm picking may not be all that exciting, but I'm taking them nonetheless.
Good.
Let's start with at home. I got division rival Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. I believe the Bengals have already beat Pittsburgh. Could be wrong. Either way, Cincinnati wins this game. 4.5-point favorite at home. I think the Bengals are back on the right side of the tracks. Give us a win at home, -4.5 over Pittsburgh. That's a lot of points. I don't want to give them any points. Either way, let's keep it going. Tampa Bay taking on the Colts. My Colts. Colts getting 3 at home. Have they not paid attention to the last month and a half of this season? Tampa Bay's lost 2 out of 3. right? These ain't the Giants that they're playing this week. They got healthy off the Giants, and they didn't look all that good in that
game.
No,
they didn't.
So let's bring them to one of the hottest teams in all of football that's basically steamrolling everybody with a dark horse as the MVP. No, I'm not talking about the Bronco. I'm talking about the running back for that team. That's the dark horse for the MVP in this league. Give me the Colts +3 at home over Tampa Bay. And then check this one out. I'm taking another underdog at home. Ah, the Jags. How about that? Give me the Jags at home over Atlanta +1.5. I'll take the Jags at home. The Falcons are done. That effort they put up against the New England Patriots was pathetic. They are done. The Jags at least are seemingly they're starting to play hard at least, and they're in some of these games. They upset Buffalo a couple weeks ago. Atlanta, are you kidding me? They don't have a wide receiver. They don't have running backs. They don't have anything.
Man.
Yeah, give me the Jags at home as underdogs. And then I said it with the Eagles and the Giants. I'm taking the over, but let's just face it. The Eagles are, what, 3.5-point favorite in this game? They cover this game easily. Give me the Birds, 31-17 over the New York G-Men.
Ooh, man.
31-17, baby.
I hope you were correct, Ike, but I'll take the Giants to unfortunately win this game 23-20. Eagles get going up there, chest puffed out. Jalen Hurts feeling good, and it just looks too easy to take the Eagles over the Giants here. And I think the new offensive coordinator, Freddie Kitchens, is going to give them a little bit of a spark, and it's not going to be as easy as many fans think it's going to be. So I'll take the Giants outright to win the game. Hope I'm wrong, but that's my pick. I'm going to do all the Thanksgiving games tomorrow. Chicago-Detroit, and it looks like Detroit's going to have Jared Goff. If that's the case, and especially with Matt Nagy, looks like he's going to get fired after the game.
Upset.
I'll take Detroit to win the game outright. I'll take the 3 points, but I think Detroit wins this game or can win this game, but I'll take +3 over Chicago.
The fact that line is only 3 says Detroit wins this game.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Detroit ends 0-16-1, but this is an opportunity for them to win a game, and it could happen. All right, Dallas and Las Vegas. It looks like CeeDee Lamb, they're trying to get him ready, right? Like, you know, listen, he had a concussion just a couple days ago, but Amari Cooper will not be playing. They need CeeDee Lamb to play. I don't know if that's necessarily smart.
Yeah.
I think this is a field goal game, and I'm not telling you that Las Vegas is going to win the game outright, but this is going to be a closer game. Las Vegas is now 5-5. Mm-hmm. They were 5-2. They've lost 3 straight games. They might make it 4 tomorrow, but I think it's a closer game than that, so I'll take Las Vegas +7.5. Finally, Buffalo and New Orleans. Listen, man, I don't know what's up with Buffalo. Something ain't right, and unless they turn it around now, they're in trouble because they have the Patriots 2 times in 5 weeks, and the Patriots are right behind them. So they can't afford to.
The Patriots in first place. Yeah, they lead the division
right now.
Yeah,
after they won.
After they won. Yeah, they're 7-4, and I think Buffalo is 6-4. I believe.
Well, Buffalo's going to win this game, and they're going to win the game big.
Over New Orleans.
Yes. What I saw last week, and with Simeon, and they're still hurt offensive line. I'll take the Bills -6 on the road in the Big Easy against New Orleans.
A lot of points to give up on the road, but still.
Yeah, no, it is. And Costos earlier said that he bought in at the beginning of the week at 4.5. Now it's up to 6. So I'd much rather have it at 4.5, but it's not. I'll still take it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. As like the AFC East is super duper competitive now. Yeah, the Patriots are 7-4, Buffalo's 6-4. So Bills.
Weird with that team.
Something weird.
I don't know what it is. Like, they play good defense. Josh Allen isn't playing terrible. They just don't seem to have the magic this year that they had last year.
They can't run the ball.
Like,
they don't even try.
That's what it is. They can't run the football.
No. See, I don't know if they can or they don't want to.
Right.
Because they don't. Right? Like, I think last week's game, they had like 9 rushes by. I mean, it looked like the Eagles game. It's like, listen, you're making yourself one-dimensional. And I know, like, I think here's what happens when you get a guy like Josh Allen that's playing like this. You're like, oh, my God. Like, oh, you want him to do everything because he's so damn good.
Yeah.
And, like, he can't throw the ball 45 times and run the ball 9 times.
Sometimes you got to take the pressure off of him. Let that running game do some of the work.
Yeah.
Let that running game do some of the work.
And right now, I mean, they're trying Matt Breida. They're trying Devin Singletary and Zach Moss. But, like, so they had 11 carries among running backs last week. And they got smoked by the Colts went in Buffalo and smoked them last week. So something's off. Something's off with that team. All right. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on this weekend. They're having their Diamond Stud event all weekend long. Get the diamond stud earrings that she wants online, mark-jewelers.com. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
You can only choose one WIP host house for Thanksgiving. Who are you choosing? Frank in Ardmore.
Who's my man? Me!
Ike.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Because like I know the food's going to be good.
Well,
I know the
Ike
juice is
going to
be good.
Yes.
I know that I'm not going to have to worry about not watching the games or being distracted by. Because you know when you go to houses where people aren't necessarily into the games or talking over you and trying to.
I don't want to be around them. Those people.
No, I want to watch the game.
Yes. Okay, I like that, John.
I would go with Ike. Jack?
Where would I go?
Well, I wouldn't go to Jillio's house because it's probably like a vegan turkey or something.
You get tofurkey.
Yeah, and Mark's will have too many kids running around.
Yes.
The camera will be weird.
Well, the camera would be in a one-bedroom apartment, so you can even.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very fun. Angelo,
come to my house?
Angelo would have the nicest place.
He would have the nicest place.
So, I mean.
Well, and he probably has the most food, right? You got the Italian thing.
It would be a good,
it would be a big feast, right?
That would be a big feast.
Yeah.
That'd be a good spot to go.
I vote we all show up to Angelo's for Thanksgiving.
I think he should invite. Is his last year?
Right.
But next year.
Or next year. Yeah, Angelo, get set for next year.
We're coming over.
Everybody's coming to your house for Thanksgiving.
One big WIP family.
Yeah. What about Rod Lakin showing up at our new program director? He doesn't even have a house yet.
He'd probably be excited. And then he'd get nervous because he wouldn't have any food or anything.
Yeah, like I thought about it, and I'm like, is he going home? Because I don't want him to spend Thanksgiving all by himself. He is going home.
I think
he's headed
back to Arizona.
He was one of the few many that didn't show up today.
Yes. He was at the airport
but for like
at 6
right reasons. Like I'm glad he got home.
By the way, the airport was packed at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Yeah,
that's what I told him.
It
like it's gonna you are gonna be get there early.
Was his flight at 6?
6 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, he had to be there at 5. I mean 4 at least.
Yeah, 4. Yeah, 4,
yeah, he had to be 4:30.
I advise him of that. I'm like, because you know how those gates are if it's really packed down there.
Yes.
It's the worst.
The airport is the worst, man. Yeah. I mean, no offense to everybody out there. You got a job to do. I'm
not
saying.
The airport workers, the actual airport structure sucks.
And the whole process of getting on a damn plane. I'm out.
It's the worst. It is. What's next, Jack?
Sad Mike is basically Sad Joe Giglio. He knows all the analytics of losing. Mike in Birdsboro. Joe Giglio.
It's a necessary shot at Joe.
Yeah, the same way.
What did Joe G do?
Yeah, you can rip Sad Mike all you want. Joe G didn't do anything other than, you know, be positive on Jalen
just
Hurts.
Yeah, be positive on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he did. Now, what's he saying about Sirianni now? Is he back? Is he pro Sirianni? Because that was always his excuse for Hurts.
And quite frankly, he ought to be pro Sirianni considering he has Hurts playing better.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's because of Nick Sirianni.
Damn right. Nick Sirianni, top 10 coach in the National Football League, according to Elliott Shore Parks.
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliott.
It's better than Mike Vrabel. He's better than
Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott, Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury, the defending Super Bowl coach.
Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians, all those guys. All right, what's next?
Your station has always been trash. Anyways, hated listening to it growing up. Eskin's a Cowboys fan. Joe from the Meadowlands.
Joe Judge said that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he probably was a WIP listener growing up.
Sounds like one.
I'm surprised he didn't take a shot at IP.
He does sound like one.
Does he speak again this week?
No.
Oh, well, Friday.
He'll talk Friday. Yeah, he'll talk Friday.
He may take a shot at IP.
Think?
I mean,
it'd be good for us.
Do one of those. Yeah, I know we're a big topic of discussion down there on WIP. I know about WIP.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says
Angelo Castaldi.
Wrong. Yeah, yep. He says his name wrong.
Right. They don't ever get Howard's name wrong, though. Nobody knows Howard.
It's the king, man.
Damn right. Any more, Jack?
I'm thankful for Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts, Tyrese Maxey, Sirianni press conferences, Battle, Tommy from Down the Shore, the Top 5 at 5, Ike Juice, National Sunday Overnights with a certain Philly guy, and all the callers and texters. Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Scott from Delco.
Oh.
Mm.
I thought that was Jack.
I do not like Nick Sirianni press conferences. They're terrible.
Not fun when they're winning.
No, they're terrible.
Not fun when they're winning.
No, honestly, my friend had messaged me after the one on Monday, and he's like, man, these are brutal. And like, Doug's.
Why? Because it's too positive?
He's not saying anything. He's just talking and talking. And the thing that we worried about is it's a tune out. People are like, all right, I'm out of here. We don't want people tuning out.
That's true.
But we also, like, it's the coach after the day after a win. We want to carry it.
The third time he's talking.
We're the flagship station.
Yeah.
But, like, not everybody can be as good as Doug at the press conferences.
Agreed. Oh, Doug.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
Oh, miss you, coach.
Miss, can Doug just do the press conferences and Sirianni coaches?
Tag team. Yeah, there you go.
Any more, Jack?
Are you guys hiring? I could use some money. Ben from St. Joseph's Gymnasium.
Oh, he's broke, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll hire you as a correspondent. Now, you wouldn't be able to work with the King, though.
No. It would be good numbers.
Yes.
No, that's the only way I would watch is if he did a show with Howard. Saturday mornings, live from the Borgata.
There you go.
Yep. Who would he be more likely to do a show with, Spike or Howard?
Spike.
Wow. You think?
Yeah.
Spike is harder on him. Spike's out there in the Twitter world killing him.
That's true.
It's different.
Well, I mean, both of them crush him.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
It's a beautiful, like, you love seeing a good father-son in a line.
Oh, man, they're in sync.
You have a better chance of him showing up for the Sixers and playing than doing a show with one of those two. All right, any more, Jack?
Lots of milk. The Gronkowskis seem like they're my kind of people. Tucker on his way into work.
Yeah. Did Tucker have milk out there with him today?
Didn't he have milk and cookies yesterday?
Yeah.
He had milk and cookies?
Yeah. He's like Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis discovering Oreos and dunking in milk for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder why the Bucks look like they're not going to three-peat. He's on cruise control.
50-piece nuggets and Oreo cookies.
Man. All right, couple calls before we get out of here. Rios in North Philly. Rios, happy Thanksgiving, brother. How are you?
Hard Chargers, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Rios?
Hey, look, number one, let me just say shout out to all the service members who are overseas and with their families.
Yes, sir. Them.
Happy Thanksgiving to that. To the Marks, the Reese, the Fritz family. Love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Rios.
Appreciate that, Rios.
As well, so let me get into some stuff. Johnny, I don't know why you feel the way you do. But all I'm going to tell you is this. You're going to have a beautiful Thanksgiving tomorrow with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to eat well. You're going to watch football. The Dallas Cowboys are going to lose, and your feelings is going to change. I hope your feelings change. Because one thing I agree with you on is what you just said about the press conference of Nick Sirianni. As long as the Eagles win, I'm not going to listen to a press conference of Nick Sirianni or anything. It's brutal. It's brutal. But
Nobody likes the positivity, huh?
No, actually,
I don't like the four-minute answers that he gives.
Oh, okay.
They'll ask a question. So how do you like to eat your cereal? Well, he'll go through this whole thing just to get to about that. Like,
just to get to the answer,
Roger. But the way I feel is how we imposing our will, I don't see nobody stopping our run. I feel that our players are sucker-free right now. And when I say sucker-free, y'all understand it, not being a sissy, not being a Benjamin, none of that type of stuff. We are sucker-free right now. The only thing that could stop us, I feel, is if we get back to bad coaching or Jonathan's antics. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But, hey, Jonathan.
Got to run, Rios, but thank you. Yeah, I mean, listen, if a defensive coordinator comes up with a plan and it stops the Eagles in their tracks of what they've been doing, Nick Sirianni's now got to make an adjustment.
Yep.
And we'll see what he does. Angry Al. Happy Thanksgiving, Angry Al.
Johnny Marks.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Ice? Millie?
What's up, Al?
Happy Thanksgiving and holidays to everybody.
Thank you,
Al.
John,
you, buddy.
You tell the lovely Liz and the ladies I said hello.
I will, Al. Thank you.
All right. Don't get all excited. Y'all ain't going nowhere.
We're not?
I don't know, because like I told you earlier, we're coming up on December, and you know what happens in Dallas in December. We'll see.
Losses?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
And Jer is mad as hell.
Oh, and Amari Cooper.
And Amari Cooper for missing these games. And
I heard
somebody saying that he wouldn't be surprised if he moved on from him after this season. He's so damn mad at him. So.
Well, if they win anything, he ain't moving on from nothing.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say happy holidays to you gentlemen.
You too,
be
man.
Careful.
Appreciate
you
it, brother.
Too, man. Appreciate
it. Happy Thanksgiving, Al.
Amari Cooper's a $20 million wide receiver. And yeah, man, did they need somebody in that second half to catch a pass against the Chiefs. And
yeah, I mean, you hope all your key players will be available to you, and you certainly don't want to lose guys to the COVID situation. But you know, we know the
it's
league.
Happening.
We know the league is not 100% vaccinated, so yep, players are going to test positive. It's been happening all year, and
it's going to continue.
Yeah, if you're unvaccinated, it's a likelihood you're going to test positive,
and you're going to be out
yeah
a while.
Yep.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio.
Joseph.
He'll take you through the rest of the evening. Again, football all day tomorrow, all three games, and then tune in for Jack on Friday middays as he takes the city by storm.
Oh,
should I do Beat the Hammer?
Yeah, you should.
Tank his record?
You do Beat the Hammer. He's coming into work. He's going to be in here before that show is over.
And
who's
by
the
way, man? Me!
Anybody that hears something good from Jack, DM me the time so we can pull it. Because he never gives any of his highlights when he's on the air.
Ah, that's right.
And yeah, I won't be listening, Ike, so I
yeah, what's up with that, Jack?
I don't like making myself look bad. Just you two.
Right, exactly. Giglio's coming up next. Ike, Jack, have a great Thanksgiving,
happy
guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Yep. We will we'll talk to everybody later. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Joe's coming up next. See ya. Hey, listen, have you ever dreamed of Eagles season tickets? Well, now is your chance. WIP's Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Here's what you do. Visit participating bars this season to find out how to register, including O'Neill's Pub right there off of South Street. Check out the game this Sunday and all Eagles games at O'Neill's with Miller Lite pints for only $3.75 and register for WIP's 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. It's at O'Neill's Pub, 3rd and South. Go to 94WIP.com/contests. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.